This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll introduce you to a young lady who has an amazing story of overcoming obstacles. But first, Picasso's Women of Algiers painting has become the most expensive painting to sell at auction, going for more than $179 million at a Christie's auction in New York. 11 minutes of bidding from telephone buyers took place before the final sale, which ended up being more than the predicted selling price of $140 million. The evening sale also featured Alberto Giacometti's life-size sculpture, Pointing Man, which set a record as the most expensive sculpture at $141.3 million. Both buyers chose to remain anonymous. The previous world record for a painting sold at auction was $142.4 million for British painter Francis Bacon's Three Studies of Lucian Freud, which was sold in 2013. The number of Americans who don't affiliate with a particular religion has grown to 56 million in recent years, making the group the second largest behind evangelicals. A study by the Pew Research Center says Christianity is still the dominant faith by far in the United States, with 7 in 10 Americans identifying with the religion, but the ranks of Christians has declined, while the group of people claiming no religion has grown. Between 2007 and 2014, Americans who describe themselves as atheist, agnostic, or of no particular faith grew from 16% to nearly 23%. At the same time, Christians dropped from 78% to just under 71% of the population. Protestants now comprise 46.5% of what was once a predominantly Protestant country. I had the pleasure of meeting a young lady who is an inspiration to many. Emily Gossio came from Louisiana to New York City to study art. She's now a sculptor at the Museum of Modern Art, but she's been through a lot.
Well, I was 21 at the time. It was back in October 2010. I was riding my bicycle to work when I was in Brooklyn, and I got hit by an 18-wheeler truck and rushed to the hospital in Manhattan, New York City. And I was under cardiac arrest. I had a stroke, and my left leg was replaced with a titanium rod in my left femur, and I am now blind.
So when that happened, obviously your world was upside down. Suddenly you can't see. How did you get involved with Guiding Eyes for the Blind?
I was working with my mobility trainer in New York City, and I asked her about guide dogs. And she told me that Guiding Eyes for the Blind has a really good special needs training service. And because I had a hearing impairment and also I was blind, I needed help in both areas. So Guiding Eyes was a really good match for me.
And tell us about your dog that's sitting right here in front of you so attentively.
London is she's a yellow Labrador retriever. She's 4 years old, and she is one of my new best friends. I love, she helps me get around everywhere I need to go, on the subways, on the buses, going to the studio and going to the Met, the museum where I work. And she's just always by my side, very loyal.
Yeah, as soon as you said her name, she jumped right up.
Yeah, she knows I'm talking about her.
And how has it changed your life?
It changed my life because it makes me more confident when I take the subways and the buses. I'm more confident walking alone at night, and I'm more confident walking faster, crossing the streets. And I know she's keeping me safe, and I also love taking care of her and playing with her. She's a really great companion.
And London's actually been to London with you. That's kind of a cool story.
Yeah. Last November in 2014, I had a show where I showed two of my sculptures in a gallery in London, and London got to go with me, and it was kind of like going back to her namesake. It was so much fun.
Your story was described this evening as inspiring, and that's the understatement of the year. It's so good to see you doing so well, and with your dog, London, we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
With Emily Gossio, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend. America
Weekend. Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict.
After dropping all the children off at school, a Bakersfield, California school district bus driver failed to see that traffic in front of her had stopped. When she slammed on the brakes, the bus skidded into an SUV, killing its driver, Laura Flores. The Flores family sued the school district for wrongful death. How do you think this case turned out? The final verdict after this.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A timely, important biopic and one of the best movies of the year. If you have a dream, march to see Selma. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers: Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Even though it was an accident, the Bakersfield City School District decided to settle the wrongful death suit out of court by paying the Flores family $7.4 million. And that's the final verdict.
Think green. Harrison with you. When California made global headlines several years ago for a landmark law requiring a 25% cut in industrial greenhouse gases by 2020, critics assumed the worst. Though climate change in this country is still under some debate, two studies show these green laws are actually benefiting California's economy and public health. Economic analyses now show the regulations are increasing economic production by $27 billion, overall gross state product by $4 billion, and overall personal income by $14 billion. Further, under the California Global Warming Solutions Act of 2006, 300 premature deaths will be eliminated statewide, avoiding almost 9,000 incidents of asthma and avoiding 53,000 workdays lost to illness.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.